Good morning, my buddies. I'm Julian. Nice to meet you through network. I'm hoping that we could spend a wonderful morning together.
大家早上好，我是 Julian， 很高兴又和大家在空中见面了，希望能和您在此度过一个美好的清晨。
I'd like to have a 10-minute talk to you about how to bear ourselves. This morning, I just give one piece of advice to you. In our daily life and work, there has to need mutual understanding and mutual accommodation if we seek for peace and harmoniousness, no fight, no quarrel.So that we can get along with each other, being successful in our career, marriage, family, and so on.
今天我想和大家仔细探讨一个为人处事的道理。在我们日常生活和工作中，免不了与人打交道，这样就免不了会有矛盾冲突。如果我们想有个和平与和谐的生活和工作环境，我们就需要互相谅解，互相和解，这样我们才可以友好相处，在我们的家庭、事业、婚姻等等方面才能成功。
In English, there is an idiom to express it. What it? Let's listen to simple situational dialogue and find it.
A give and take attitude.
Dialogue.I find it hard to get on with my colleagues.
You need a give-and-take attitude to get along in this firm.
Thank you for your advice.
What is give-and-take? What is give-and-take? Let's look at the sentence. We could have intermarried with us. You could give us your daughters, and we take your daughters from ourselves.
意思是我们可以彼此通婚，你可以把女儿给我们，也可以娶我们的女儿。这句话中有 give and take 三个词，我们把它们组合在一起作为一个整体，就是我们今天所要讲的习语了。
giveAnd take,
或者是 give 加上破折号 and 再加上破折号 take.
And what's the differences between them? In pronunciation, it was pronounced as give and take, but in America, it was pronounced as give and take. The first one was dashes is used as a verb, and the second one is used as a noun.
第一个有破折号的作为名词用，而第二个没有破折号的则作为动词用。从刚才的那句话中，我们就可以看得出有公平交换的意思在里面。
A fair exchange. However, let's look at another sentence. There is a lot of give and take among students before examination.
意思是考试前学生要做许多学习心得的交流。
In this sentence, it means friendly and peaceful exchange one's ideas and opinions with each other.
是互相交流、交谈的意思。而这种交谈带有一种感情色彩。这种感情色彩就是需要有一种平和的心态和友好的心态去交流。
We have another sentence.We had to give and take before we could agree on a plan to a housing project.
意思是我们必须互相让步，才能使这个建筑项目的计划达成一致。
In this sentence, it means to write an agreement where each person gets part but not all of what he wants.
意思是在合作中要相互妥协，相互让步的意思。
Yeah,
我们想事业成功，有所作为，确实要如此。但是我们要把握一点的就是，人家让你一步，你可不要
egging the bear
得寸进尺了，不要做
giving an inch and feel take a nail
人了，要把握一个见好就收的度。
A saying goes that if you are patient in one moment of anger, You escape 100 days of sorrow. 常言道，忍一时风平浪静，退一步海阔天空。Well, let's look at last sentence. Willingness to give and take is important for success in marriage. 意思是乐于互谅互让，对于婚姻的成功是很重要的。In this sentence, it means mutual understanding and mutual forgiveness and accommodation. 意思是相互的理解，相互的原谅与和解。Indeed, it is so. 确实如此。现在离婚率越来越高，就是缺乏互相谅解，不愿意和解。当然，这和当今社会风气有关系。但是这样对于小孩子是很不好的，所以为了您小孩的心理健康，还是 give and take， 不要 an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth， 以牙还牙，以眼还眼。说到这里了，大家都清楚了 ，a give and take attitude 就是互谅互让的态度的意思了。Now let's have a summary. Give and take 可以作为名词用，也可以作为动词用。作为名词时，需要破折号把它们连接起来，意思是公平交换，互相友好交流交谈，合作中妥协让步，日常生活中互让互谅的意思。 Talking of this phrase, we can go back to its origin. There is a house racing game in England in the mid-18th century. The weight of a house was passed on the judgment to the height of a house. The prize cup is called give and take plate or give and take. 说到这个习语，我们可以追溯到英国18世纪中叶的一个赛马项目，就是根据马的高度来判断马的重量，得到的奖杯就叫做 give and take plate 或者是 give and take。 随着语言的发展，就用来表示公平交易、互谅互让、相互交谈交流的意思了。 Time to say goodbye to you. Have a nice day. Thank you for your listening this time. See you next time. 好了，要跟大家暂时在空中告别了，祝您工作顺利，感谢您的支持收听，下次再会。그럼이따이따다시하세요